Father, we thank you for everyone here. And we thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for everyone here tonight. We also thank you for helping us accomplish all that you will have us accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you also for a glorious week that we have in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we are doing well, I believe, very much. And I trust that we are going to be consistently alert and we keep our minds very strongly on what we have to do. I would strongly advise that we keep our focus very strongly . Oftentimes anything that is not of God and definitely not of the vision he wants you pursuing, you would have to recognize that as a distraction. So we must be on the lookout for these so that we're not swayed off course. And I believe that as we keep our eyes on his word and as we continually keep our eyes on prayer, we are going to be doing very well. And this life of us keeping our minds and our hearts on his word and consistently in prayer is definitely what bets in us strength to continue the journey. You know, for the believer, prayer and the study of the word is like fuel for our movement. So I'm trusting that we are going to continually keep our eyes on the ball every single time. Don't get deceived that your prayers do not do anything and your prayers do not work. Your prayers work and they accomplish so much. So I believe very much that there are great things that we will be able to achieve. Of course, individually and then collectively. But either of the cases, it's going to be very much achieved by prayer and study. You know, oftentimes you find out that people are always looking out for something that works. While forgetting that it all boils down to the basics. Right? Once you forget the basics, oh boy, you're going to be in trouble. There's not so much that you should do outside sticking to what has been basically given. And it's that you should pray and read your Bible and do that faithfully. Now, there are other things that will come up as you grow in the wisdom of God's word, but these two are very key and foundational, you know, in your walk with God. So a man who does not pray and who does not have time for reading their Bible, no quiet time, is a man who is going to faint not too long from now. He might look fine, but it's just a matter of time. And all of those will fizzle out. So I really want to encourage you, even if you don't have time to pray personally because of your activities, which I don't think so, you should be able to at least pray an hour every day. Yes. And that's why whenever you stick to your local church's structure, it also facilitates your growth. Imagine for 1 hour, you are locked on. You're not swiping off to Facebook or swiping off to WhatsApp, swiping off to Instagram for 10 minutes and then you swipe in back and you come and do shabarabarabarabaraba and you swipe back. And then you come back after 20 minutes and then you do rabarabaraba and you swipe back and then the time is up and then you leave. You should be able to maximize the prayer times that are around, because that's very important. So there are structures already that are put in place to be able to route or facilitate this and to make it happen. I've helped us understand and see how that nobody should hold you responsible for praying when you join in on the sessions. Nobody should stop you. And nobody should mock you. Right? You should see it as a joy to pray. You know, there are certain instructions when they are given, you don't know how important they are and how they structurally help to keep the people until it's not there. I sometimes think about 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. prayers not being available. And I'm like, boy, these people would have been like, it would have been something else. You just never know. Yes, and like I said, I'm going to increase it. Yes, I'm going to increase it. I'm just trying to let you get used to it. Then I'll increase it too. Yes, and when I increase it, then that one, you would have to promise me that you will faithfully call in, because when I increase it, it means that not everybody will be able to join in. But at least if you fear God, if you fear God and you are not doing it pretentiously with pretense, at least you will call in on minimum the two of the sessions. Yes, if you fear God. But if you don't fear God, you see that because the sessions now are many, and we definitely know that not everybody will be able to join, you take that also as an advantage to just also miss, and then very soon you are not part of any of the sessions. And then it looks like you are part because the numbers will be split. Yes. But I would want to believe that everybody is very It's very true. Yes, I want to believe that. And if you'll be able to join all the sessions too, that would be also great. So, as we go, we would increase it. But all I'm trying to say is that make sure these two basic disciplines are never despised at any point in time. They're key. Very key. Many people will have excuses until they explain themselves why they cannot have time for God. That's pretty interesting. You know, they might have so much excuses that they cannot have time for God. But I really want to encourage you that you must prepare your heart. And then make sure you're giving to personal prayers and to the personal reading or studying of God's word. Do it every day. Every single day. You need to do it every single day. There are days you might get up and it's like, you know, today. No, but don't stop. Speak in tongues, you pray, you read the word, you think on it. You have time to think on it. And believe what you read. That's why the word of God is given. It's not given so you will just read. You will read so it creates in you, you know, a hunger and a stare for what the word says. So, I really want to encourage you to not stop or leave these basics. They are basics. It's almost like studying basic algebra before you get to senior high school. You need that for every other thing that you have up ahead. So I just feel led this evening to let you know that you do not have to leave the basics. Don't leave the basics. You know, basics are so important. Like even loving God genuinely, it looks basic also as well. Because sometimes you can, you know, your heart can be so far away and your mind can be so far away, but your body seems to be in the activity. Never be okay when it turns out that way. Right? It's like your heart is far away, but your body seems to be in the activity. Right? Find a way to align your heart and your mind to the activity that you have to do. That's how you can, you know, have wonderful experiences of God. So, do it with the heart involved. It's also basic, because you know why it's basic. When you get born again, you realize that your heart seems to be so much involved. You will sacrifice anything. You don't mind, you know, just being there. It seems to always, you know, put you in that position where you are very much blown away. You're in awe of what's happening. But then when you forget the basics, you now start to be an expert at it. So this time around, you know what buttons to touch, or you know what buttons to, you know, just push, and it seems to be okay. Yeah, just be fine. But you can realize that, you know, there's a hearty disconnection with whatever it is this time. That's also a basic attitude to keep, is a heart that responds to God and to what He wants you to do. Do not be okay of mechanically going about what you have to go about. The moment you start to feel, I'm getting mechanic about this, right? You want to take some time to pray, seek God in the study of His word, just, you know, take some time too fast. Ask God for freshness in what you are probably being stale on. Because there are times where you can be stale. There's a staleness. So you want to take some time, but pull out, pray further, read the word further, go on a fast further, get the word in there. Pray that He, you know, just creates that freshness again and again. And you, all the prayer manuals, you know, the prayer topics we have in the prayer manuals, are prayers that you can pray. Because you can ask God for freshness. You can ask Him to, you know, make it fresh again. And it's so important. You know, I remember a time, it just occurred to me that, you used to pray loud on the field, or you used to go somewhere and pray loud for longer times. But now when you go to pray even much longer times, you're just ra-ba-ba-ba, re-ba-ba-ba, re-ba-ba. So it occurred to me, I was like, okay, I used to do this. And I said, where is it now? Is it because I think I'm now a minister, or maybe I think I'm now a pastor? Then one time I intentionally said, nope, 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 nope. With the same zeal it started with, I'll have to keep at it the same way. Now, there are other, you know, things you learn as you grow up that make it much easier. Right? I mean, that's what happens with experience. But there are certain things that you did or that you do that communicates the presence of a fire still burning as it was then. You were not youthfully exuberant. You were more yielded to the Holy Ghost. So when you now come in and it's time for prayer, and you now want to keep it very, like, somber, quiet, like you're trying. You've lost something. It's just that maybe you're not intelligent to see, but you have lost something, or you are losing something. That fire has to be there. It does not have to change. So I took myself, I went out to the field, and I screamed like the way I used to do. I screamed, ah, rah, rah, ah, rah, 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 rah. Oh, I'll get tired for a short while because I hadn't done that in a while. Ah, rah, rah, rah. And I said, yes, I'm going to do it. I kept on it. 1 hour, 2 hours, I was still there. When I get tired, I was speaking tongues, and I go back at it. Why was I doing that? While I was trying to say, yes, you have learned how to do certain things much easier. Now it's easier to probably, you know, pray in a certain way, hit a certain mark, go to a certain terrain. It's much easier. But it should not stop you from not doing that. That also was important. That's what we saw in Acts chapter 2. The people, when they were drunk, as said by, you know, eyewitnesses, said they were drunk. I mean, the people saw, you know, as witnesses telling the apostles they were drunk. Drunk men don't stand there because they now have experience. No. So, just sharing something very important with you. Don't forget the basics. Don't forget, like when you are growing, don't leave the things that communicated supernatural verities like zeal. Yes, that's what will keep you all through the journey. That's what will keep you all through the journey. That's what will keep you all through the journey. So when you realize you're not getting back at it, you're not. It's like you are just more now, very calm, with a few tongues here and there. Like I said, you will now think you are now becoming more honorable. No, you're not becoming more honorable. You are losing something important. Those days, unless they don't call prayer, you be in front. In the squad, on fire, praying alongside. But now you seem to be at the back, just giving off a few vibes of tongues, like you're vibing the tongue. You're losing out on something. I always, at a point in time in my walk with God, just look out for what is not there. What is not there? I taught you to go to solitary places and, you know, you go and you pray. Could be maybe a day, could be half a day, could be something. Go to a garden, a prayer garden. You go to, those are things that if you don't know, it's fine and you're not learning, that's fine. But I knew these things and I used to do them. Yes, there was a time I was getting into a solitary place and a great prophet was also just getting out. Yes. So he left the room. I got into the room. Then at a point in time, I look at my life. When was the last time I went to a solitary place to just be with God alone and to pray? Oh, you're not a pastor. Oh, you're not busy. You see, that's pride, right? You're not busy. You don't have disciples. No, God doesn't know that. I didn't know that. So I said, no, that's pride. That's pride. I remember how, I'm telling you this so that you can, I'm not going to hide it from you because I'm your pastor and I should be able to teach you how it's done. If I don't teach you, nobody else will teach you. So I probably will have to teach you. And years ago, you know, I'll stay on honey. And water, I just pour a little bit of warm water, mix it with honey, and I could be on it for days. Days. I could just be on honey and water, warm water for days. Be at a place just being there. Then I was trying to find out what is going on. I've not done it in a long time. Then I knew, oh no, you are losing out. You see, the way you grow is how you grow. Not many people pay attention to that. Whatever it is you were doing, you need to keep doing those things to keep getting the results you need. So I remember I said, dear Lord, what am I going to do now? So I said, I don't know where I was going to get honey. I don't know where I was going to do that. So I sat in a trotro. I actually was going somewhere. I sat in a trotro. And we got to Shiashi. Was it Shiashi or? No, it wasn't Shiashi. Just before that place. And I saw that the car was sitting and started just smoking out. So people started saying, hey, the things that with the smoke. So the driver had to just sway to the right side, and then they parked the car. So people were complaining, so we all got down from the car. And then we were supposed to pick another trotro, but they said we should wait for another trotro from somewhere. So we had to wait. So we're waiting there 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. People started talking, complaining. So it just occurred to me, just look behind you. As though someone told me, because I hadn't looked behind. I looked behind. The first thing I saw was honey. That was the first thing I saw. The first thing I saw was honey. So I just said, dear Lord, thank you. So I went to the woman. I asked her how much. Just a little bottle. They said it was 50 cedis. So I paid for it and I took it. And I said, Lord, this one, this car's spoiling. I'm sure you are part. But it's all for a good reason. Because at least now I know where to buy honey. So I bought the honey. Then I know how to test for original honey. Some of you might not know. When you pour original honey into water, it sinks directly into the water. It settles at the base of the water. Yeah, it does not dissociate while it goes through into the water. It goes right in. You have to actually shake it or maybe turn it before you find out that it dissociates in the water. So I wanted to test if that was real. So I poured it and lo and behold, it just went right. Yes, okay, that's quite some original bee honey. Now, why am I saying this? It's because you can, you have to not forget the things that you did. You loved the Lord before, you have to get to it. You have to always, at a point in your walk with God, look out for what is missing and fix it back in there. So you look out for what is missing and you fix it back in there. You look out for what is missing, you fix it back in there. You look out for what is missing, you fix it back in there. Look out for what wasn't there. Say, hey, those times when I come, I used to really pray. So when they're singing, I just lift up my hands. I'm just in the worship. I'm missing. Then 2-3 years after, it's like, I can't find it. Like when I come, I'm just there. I'm looking at everything that's going on. Even wondering why people are so much into it. You are losing something. You need to get back to it. It was a basic and you don't need to escape that. Because the enemy will steal gradually things that are supposed to bless you. So I want to encourage everyone here. What did you have? What did you have before? That is not there. But you are not paying attention to the fact that it's not there. And you are neglecting that thing. You will have to pick it up again. Make sure it's put in its right place. Something as basic, you see, something as basic as maybe even honor. Those are basics. They are not, and the basics are what make you what God wants you to be. It's basic. You see, when you get into, when you become like born again, right? And you love the word, you love to be in church. You just suddenly sense that you have this great honor for anybody who is a minister. Like you see it and you just love it. And maybe the person that got you born again, or whoever it is that got you born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, somebody got you filled with the Holy Spirit, you just have this awe for them. But as you go, see that, you even see them, you say, Charlie, what's up? You are losing something. You are just not realizing it. There's a wisdom that was basic. And because of the intensity of God's presence in you at that time, you were able to recognize. But as you go, it, you know, just disappears or dissipates into thin air. And you can't really find it any longer. You have to get back at it. Yeah. I can tell you books I've read for years. Sermons I've listened to for years. Yes. Over and over and over and over and over again. Because they bless me. If it blessed me then, it will bless me now. Should never get used to it. So look into your life. Sometimes you were serious. Like serious. Like, but as you go, you realize that it's like now I'm not really serious like that. Like that I was, but now it looks like the seriousness is doing. There's something that was basic that you are losing out on. Lift that hand. You lift up. Kneel down. You kneel down. This is it, you do it. This is it, you be there. This is it, you be there everywhere. You're, but now it's like you are trying to. There's something that is gently leaving. So everybody, as you listen to me, just an encourager, look out for things. Look out for things. Yeah. Look out for things that were there, but it looks like now it's not there. And pray and ask God to put those things in their right places. Because you need those things that seem very basic. That seem very basic. Seems very basic, but you need it. Your reverence for the word. Yeah. I have a message on honor I listen to. When I realize my heart is becoming very okay, like your heart's becoming very loose around minister, or recognizing the grace you should be, you know, so much in awe of, I go back to listen to it very quickly. Because if there's anything that short circuits the power of God, is dishonor. Yeah, there's anything, you see, you are not doing that because God is the one taking it away from you. No, that's how man is created to be. He's in a frail body. If he does not protect it, he loses it unknowingly. He just loses it. That's what the flesh will do. You are coated in flesh, but you are not flesh, but you are coated in flesh. And so if you don't jealously guide the things that are around you, you would be losing it on a gradual basis. Yes. And at the same time, when I don't feel the anointing very strong, like I have a way I know that the anointing of God is present. Of course, he is present, but I'm talking about present where you can know he's there. It's more tangible. I have like a, what I call that, like a base frequency. When I realize I'm below the base frequency, I have to make sure that no, there's something that's not the way it's supposed to be. So let me get it back. Sometimes it's just an honor. I just say, no, there's something. I think maybe my heart is not the way it is. Something is not the way it's supposed to be. And I'm trying to find out, what if I, is it? Someone has done something to me I didn't like. I probably didn't speak it out to the person. I'm just quiet and watching, not saying anything. And meanwhile, probably I'm not happy about it. I'm just quiet looking. I'm like, no, that thing is not supposed to be there. So I get back at it. Then I try to put things in the rightful place. They're very basic. You put those things in. You see that it's corrected. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you say, the unction of God's Spirit on me. Something as basic. Let me tell you something the Lord told me. Sometime when I stopped evangelizing for a period, you won't believe what I'm about to tell you, but believe it. Yes. Believe what I'm telling you. I sensed a decline in an unction to teach and to preach. Yes. And I was now asking, why? Is it so? I was trying to find out, why is it so? What's going on? What's happening? And the Lord showed me a picture that you used to evangelize this day. That was what was routing that. Now you said you are too busy. So it doesn't seem to be working again in that way. So I apologized to him. I said, Lord, I'm going to get back at it. If that's what it means to still make sure that I'm going to keep at it. Something as little as evangelism, but you should know that that was basic, but that routed a reality and it made something very possible. So they are basic. Like, you love God, you want somebody to hear the word, but it brings something. Yes. And I'm telling everybody who is here, God is going to increase whatever he has given you if you use it. He's going to increase it if you use it. If you don't use it, it will not increase. Yeah, it will not increase. It's just truth. Yes. So the more the power of God you want to see, the more, you know, of increase in your discipleships you want to see, the more of everything you want to see is to get active and busy with ministry. Meanwhile, while staying with him and praying and making sure that everything is fine, while going to your work and making sure you are productive at work, while taking care of your family, it's all important. They are very much important. Yes. So everyone here must begin to pay attention and take heed to themselves. What were you doing before that you are not doing now? How did your heart respond to issues, but it's not responding now? What exactly is going on that is not happening, or you're not doing something that you used to do? It's missing. Sit down, think about it, fix them back in their rightful places. Is it dishonor? Is it, you know, even something like giving? Even something as basic as giving. Yeah. One time, the Lord showed me how that there was water flowing into a sea, and the sea was not, there was water flowing into a river, and the river is supposed to open up its floodgates into other bigger seas and other bigger rivers and other smaller rivers as well. So I was asking the Lord, why? And this was about finances. So yeah, you're not just supposed to receive. You're supposed to receive and open up floodgates for others also to receive. Yeah. So something as basic as giving as well. These are basic things. They are not anything very strange to you. Because when you are first of all, you know, in Christ, you like to give. You want to just bless a man of God. You just want to do something. Yeah, there's a heart that backs that thing very strongly. But now you feel like, no, it's not really, really important to do that. It's not really, really important to do that. It's not really important to do that. You feel like, oh, this is... Yeah. So pay attention. What did you used to do that you have stopped doing? So as little as giving is, but it's a very powerful route. You used to give your pastor money, now you stopped. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just teaching everybody else who is listening to me. Yes. Or used to honor. Yeah. You were high on honor, but now you feel like, no, it's not really important to do that. Or you don't think it's not important to do, but you just forget. It's like it's not part of anything that you do in that manner again. It's like you forget. It's very funny. It's like you just forget. You just forget. It's like it skips you. That's what I mean. Every time I go back and I look at it, I try to find out. No. This one, I used to do it. Yeah, I used to do it. Then I get back to it. I used to do this, I get back to it. So you are keeping up with it continually. And that's how you can build the consistency over a period of time. So this evening, just before you leave, you're going to look out for it. How did your heart beat for the things of God? If it's slowed down, it's not good. Your response to the things of God, your zeal for the things of the Spirit, the flow of the Spirit, how was it before? Now, some of you have not had experiences like that. I trust that God is giving you experiences like that. But majority will have good experiences from the beginning. There's a zeal, there's an enthusiasm, there's something you wanted to do. You know, there's just a way you went about it. You know, there was just this, you know, Lord, yes, I want this. I'm going to do this. Even the way you tell him, I love you, I'll serve you, it has changed. Yeah, but you are not able to recognize that the way you say, you know, I love you has changed. Yes. You're not able to recognize that. Not able to recognize that. The way you say, I love you. Lord, I love you. And now you just say, I love you. It's not the same. Ask a married couple that's been married 1 month. And ask another married couple that's been married 15 years. Except the 15 years, groom and trim their love. It's not always, their love is not always the same. It loses its sense of meaning as the times go by. And like I said, it's not because you have a fault. No, it's just because you are man. That's who you are. And obviously the spirit works against the flesh works against the spirit. So both of them are not together at all. They don't agree in any way. At any point in time, they don't want to have anything to do with themselves. Yeah. But as I speak to you, I believe that the message I'm teaching you right now is very, very, very supernatural and it's very spiritual. Yes. If you're sensitive, you know that God is actually saying something to us right now as I teach you these things. Yes, it's very supernatural. So you're going to take it as it comes and listen to it. And I believe strongly that we're going to be very blessed and we're going to keep that fire, that consistency, that humility, you know, that love for God, that heart for God, you know, that fire, zeal, you know, reverence, Reverence. Reverence. I remember a time where I was walking by the street and then I saw a man of God. Man of God who had, you know, that time in Tamale, you know, posters all around. Okay, not posters all around, but he was very famous. He was famous over there. And I saw him. I think he stayed where I was staying, not far from where I was staying. You know. And the moment I saw him, he was walking in my direction. It was right on the road. I knelt down. I knelt down and I lifted up my hands. And I said, I really honor what God is doing with you. Yes. So when I see some of you, you can't even pause and say, oh, we honor what God is doing with you. I see that you're not a serious person. You're not serious. You see, forget the people that tell you that it is human worship. Yes, me, I'm enjoying the anointing by the grace of God. Yes, by the grace of God. I'm enjoying the anointing by the grace of God. Yes, and I'm telling you how it works. I'm telling you how it works. When there's that reverence. Yeah. Yesterday, even just yesterday, there was something I kept on seeing, and I was asking God, you need to explain this thing to me. Yeah. I was walking with a woman in the evening, and the woman was walking. She came close to me and she said, No, I should move away. I said, no, why? Is there anything? No. You have to move away. Before she was falling down, she said, please, this. I'm enjoying the grace of God. Yes. but I'm telling you how it works. No prayer. Just having a conversation with her. Yeah. Just having, it causes reactions in environments. Yes, the power of God causes reactions in environments. But when I see someone that has something, my heart is able to recognize it, and I'm able to see it, and I'm able to love it. Yes, that's how you become anointed too. Don't let anybody deceive you. All those who stand and they say, forget this, they are trying to play. Look at their lives. See whether they have it. Just look at them. See whether they, I'm telling you the thing. Look at those people. So, oh, Julia, nowadays is just about, what do you call it? The pastors are making people honor them and they don't honor God. You're very stupid. You don't have what you are talking about. You don't have it. That's why you can't see it. And you will never have it too. Yeah, you'll never have it too. Yes, because me, I can receive from anybody. Yes. Once I see God's hand on them, I can receive. I'm telling you the truth. We want to see your church. And we want to see your life. And we want to see the number of pastors you've raised. And the number of teachers you have raised. Me, I've not raised any. But I want to see your own before I can now listen to what you are saying. I want to see yours. When you tell us that, I want to see what you are doing. Don't let anybody stop you from being blessed by what God is doing. Don't let anyone stop you. Don't let anyone stop you. Do not let anybody stop you. Keep that, you know, heart the way it is supposed to be, and be simple and be childlike and love the Lord the way He wants you to love the Lord. Yeah. And keep at it. And just be like that before you realize something would have happened. Yes. Suddenly, 2 days time, they'll say you are a different person. Yes. And normally they don't see it coming. They don't see it coming. It's like you sleep and wake up and something has changed. Yeah. You're just sleeping, wake up, and something has changed. And I can tell you when it changed. I can tell you when it changed. I can tell you exactly when it changed. And there are seasons where there are different changes in different ways. Yes. Yeah. I can tell you when it changes. I can tell you when something has changed at a point and something has changed at another point and something, and they are all, I will not tell you exactly how and what the details are, but I'm telling you how it happens. You see, I'm giving you all the tips as to how you can also make that happen in your life and in your ministry and in what God is telling you and what God is speaking to you about. Yeah. So look for the basics. Don't go past the basics. Your prayer life with God, your heart, the way you respond, right? Your focus, your reverence, you know, doing the things that you do with meaning. It's not now that you just want to just be coming to church, because if you don't come, pastor will say that I didn't see you in church. Pastor say, oh, we didn't see you in church. So yeah, let's go so that they'll be able to see us. No, you've lost meaning. You've lost the touch. It's very important. That touch is what brings the grace of God in very supernatural measures. Yes, very supernatural measures. Yes, very supernatural measures. Very supernatural measures. So I'm going to leave you now and always do this. I don't know when I'll say this in this manner again. I don't know. It's purely inspirational, but always go back, look out for what is missing and fix it back there. And when you go back again, you look out for what is missing and you fix it back there and you go forward. You go back. You look out for what is missing. And you say, no, I used to do this. If I used to do it, what was working then, it's supposed to work now. And you go back and you fix it back. And when you do that, I trust God very much for you, that your walk with God is always going to be fruitful. You're always going to be blossoming. You know, there's always going to be one thing after the other. You know, one thing after the other. One thing happening after the other. In Jesus' name, amen.